Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in line on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again and again and again and again and again and again. Give us some victory. Yeah. Oh,
drums roll.
Shall break every chain, every chain, every chain. The conquering lion, yeah, shall break every chain. Give us some victory. We need some victory. We need some victory. Again and again and again and again. Give us some victory.
Peace, Brother DeWall, you all?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, hey, no.
Can you hear me, Sister Drew?
Yes,
Oh, okay. Brother Drew's not going to be with us?
Not today, no, sir.
Okay, okay. All right. We're going to go. When we deal with this subject here of mine, this subject right here is the utmost of study. I mean, when you can understand mind, that is the highest level. In the ancient esoteric knowledge, you have 12 degrees, 12 steps, and 12 levels. The highest level is understanding mind, M-I-N-D. What is mind? So when we have to ask ourselves a question, and the only way, you read in several books, renewal of the mind, meaning that your way of thinking has to change. because the only way that you can understand mind is you had to know where mind come from and what is mind. And this is one heavy study right here. This is what I call the understanding. The word understanding is a fact in its highest level. It starts with the mind. My grandmother had a book called Science of the Mind. It had only 260 pages in that book. I've been reading this book a long time. 2 and 6 is 8, meaning it was this book was 1 degree above perfect, according to the ancients. I found it simply amazing, this book. A guy named Graham, a very famous scientist, and wrote many books. Graham wrote many books. If you're a reader and familiar with knowledge, esoteric knowledge, you know Graham has a whole library of stuff. But I find this book very interesting of how he broke down esoteric knowledge coming out of the Rosicrucians, a secret society. And when we look deep into this, we have to understand, when we study how we study, we ask ourselves a question: what is a mind? And a mind is a school of thoughts that don't belong to none of us. And that's what your mind has got to realize right now. Each mind has to realize. The definition of realize is become fully aware of something that's a fact and you understand it clearly. You had to realize that a mind that I have been given through education, through a system, it don't belong to me. It is the mind of my oppressor. And your mind got to realize this. And you can't travel to no other level with esoteric knowledge until your mind fully realizes that the mind that you was taught by your mama and your daddy and in a public school system through religion, that mind is not the correct mind. You have to renew your mind out of that mind. But the only way you can do that is you had to know where that mind come from. And when you understand how the mind works and what is mind, then you can understand where you have to go back and do a thorough investigation like we have did in history. I'm only sharing with you what I have, the knowledge that I came up with and see in history or reading many books. I'm only sharing it with you. It's mostly common sense. It's esoteric knowledge is common sense. I mean, because common sense is a fact, meaning that you can understand something. Knowledge is a compound word. It explains itself. You had to know something. And when we ask ourselves a question, we have to know that we was educated by who. We have to ask ourselves a question: who were we educated by? We was educated by Magog and Gog, who is Anglo-Saxons, who changed their name May the 1st, 1776, to America. We were trained and educated upon that system of what is called arithmetic. They taught us first the 3 R's, reading, writing, R-I-G-H-T, not W, R-I-G-H-T, arithmetic, not A, R-I-T-H. Up under the Scottish Rite Masons. So we're dealing with the knowledge of the Scottish Rite Masons. We're going to use their exoteric knowledge and have counterintelligence on it by using what they say and what they have done to us so they be able to genocide you. But you first had to know how the mind works. A mind is a school of thoughts that each nation has. And then we have to ask ourselves another question by just asking ourselves the five W's. Where did mind come from? Mind come from a certain belief of a certain nation belief. Every nation of people have their own culture, their own God, and they the chosen people of that God, own belief system. Every nation of people has that. So 2017 bring us to one thing. It is only one nation of people that can't claim that, and that is the people that lives in America and call themselves African Americans, or you were born black in America after 1870. You are the only people in the world who can't say that. And you're very peculiar people because you're the only people in the world that are emancipated slaves. You're the only people in all the nation of people in the world right now that's emancipated slaves. These are the people that America carry on their record book, federal record book, as African Americans, colored people, Negroes. You are the only people in the world that are emancipated slaves, and you didn't come from no nation of people, and you don't have no God. These people, this is what your mind has to see, because each nation of people have their own God. These three, this nation of people that I named off, that was known first as Negroes, colored people, African American, black, claim three nations of people's God, and they ain't the chosen people. And they have to put an adjective on the name of the people that they have chosen as a God. They call themselves black Hebrew Israelites. That's Judaism. They are not the chosen people of that God. The Jews are the chosen people of that God. They call themselves an adjective, black Muslims. Their God is Allah. The Arabs is the chosen people of the God Allah. Not the black Muslim. The Muslim is, but not the black one. You got an adjective on yours. Jesus Christ. The chosen people of Jesus Christ is the Anglo-Saxon. That's his God that came in 1523. That's the God that he chose. He ain't your God. He's a Gentile. Use the black Gentile. You got an adjective on that. Black is an adjective. It ain't a noun. You the black Gentile. This is, I'm telling you what your mind has to realize and how the mind works. This is what I'm telling you, your mind had to come in to complete understanding with it. The first thing when the mind can realize, meaning that it becomes fully aware of something that's a fact, then the next thing that the mind has got to do is will, meaning express the, is an expression that's in its future tense. The mind to do what you see and know is right. You had to, you had to, you had, the mind has got to realize this. And when the mind realizes this, seeing all of this stuff of mind comes with DNA, meaning it's hereditary genetic traits. And you had to understand. I give you a good story, the story of Abraham. Abraham's mama and daddy was our God worshipers to the God named Sin. His brother was the high priest of Sin, and Tyree, his daddy, was the chief our God maker for Nimrod. Abraham didn't believe in these gods. Matter of fact, he cut the head off of them with an axe that his daddy had given, the story goes, and he cut the head off and left the big god standing, and which was the female god named Sin. And when they came in the next morning, his brother, the high priest, Abraham left the axe there. And they knew who the axe belonged to, his dad, but they turned him into Nimrod. And when they turned him into Nimrod, Abraham said something very unique. He said, "I didn't cut it down." He said, "Ask the big God. Ask Sin." She was there. She saw everything that happened. Asked her. She know it wasn't me. She know who cut the heads of the other 11 gods' heads off. This story is found in the book of Asher. Three times in your Bible it tells you to read what is written in the book of Asher. That book is not in the King James Bible, but the King James Bible tells you to read what's written in the book of Asher, and that story is in the book of Asher. Now you know how Sin, the God Sin, got into the church. We talked about that a long time ago, but now we're talking about your mind. So let's ask ourselves a question. How many stages do your mind go through? And when do this mind come into existence? After you go to the first laws of nature, the seed goes through the second law of nature. We're dealing with the 12 laws of nature and esoteric knowledge. The first 3 months in your mother's placenta, the mind is unconscious. Then after 90 days, the seed becomes, and then when the seed becomes super conscious, after 9 months of being, 6 months of being subconscious, it becomes super conscious. It becomes a being. And when that mind becomes a being, it is placed inside of a shell. The mind is encased. The mind is magnetic energy, which is male energy. You can't see it. The shell that is encased, the body, is female energy, if you can see it. The shell that we got is made out of the four elements, which we call our body. Our mind is placed in it. The mind becomes a super mind at birth. When the mind, how does this mind learn to become super conscious? It learns through first hearing, and the mama's womb is here. That's the reason that after 3 months, when the baby becomes subconscious, you start teaching the baby in the womb. You hear you. If you're a mother that read like my mother read,
then you'll come out reading, because we're dealing with DNA, genetic hereditary traits are going into what the mama do. Everything is going into you. And see, once this mind starts turning through hearing, when it get here, it starts seeing. It starts learning through seeing and hearing. And then when the mind gets 2 years old, it used to be 3 years old, but really and truly, I don't know now about these babies coming out here. These babies start imitating what they see and hear. And this is at 3 years old. This is dangerous, because what the mind sees and what the mind hears is like a program in your computer. It's programming. It's programming this body for a future date. And see, you had to know that when this body, mind becomes super conscious and get in this body, now this body don't start operating until somebody give it some oxygen by busting you across your butt, and it gives you what is called ruach in the ancient breath in this language. You catch your breath, you say, ah, and you start breathing. Once this happens, a living being, and your mind starts to function at that point. It starts recording history of what you see. It already done recorded of what you done heard for 6 months. Then it starts recording of what you see. Why is this? Second law of nature, the laws of opposite. Everything coming to creation comes up on a dual system, meaning that the system is dual. It's up on a dualist system, meaning that everything in creation comes up under that. The third law of nature is balance, meaning that these systems that's inside of you has to be balanced. You can't be imbalanced. If you program your gene to be imbalanced, then it'll pick up the program when you're young. But when you get old, for it picking up an imbalanced program, you have type 2 diabetes, you have heart trouble, and all the diseases that you have when you get in your 40s, early in that now, because you done reprogram your body out of order. You had to understand and realize that everything that you was taught come from a backwards race of people. And your mind has got to look. When your mind looks, there are some words I tell anybody that you have to understand. You didn't come from a nation of people. You didn't come from a race of people. That's a human being. The subhuman being came from a nation of people and a race of people, but not a human being. The first man, the original man, he came from a civilization, and that civilization came from the 19th galaxy, meaning that we come from a nation of people that were civilized. That's a compound word. We didn't come from a nation and a race of people that were subhumans, that was uncivilized. Your mind has got to realize this. Your mind has got to understand this. Your mind has got to know this. The only way you can find out what your purpose is that your mind has got to understand this. When your mind can understand this, then you understand that the way that your mind is being controlled in 2017 is through religion, which produces a God. Now, what our mind would have to do, we would have to go back and ask ourselves a question. How is a nation of people formed? When we ask that question, what is the first thing that a nation of people has to have before it can become a nation of people? We're dealing with a nation, not a civilization, but a nation. What it has to do? It first has to have signs, symbols, and numbers. The signs, symbols, and numbers for you to identify that nation of people, the signs, symbols, and numbers become their language. When they get them the language, the next thing they get, they agree upon the God. What the name of the God going to be for this nation of people? Then they have get what the government is. The government for the God, the government of the nation of people. A group of men sit down and they say that this is what the priesthood should be like. This is what the government should be like to control these people. That's what the nations say they would do to control. And when they conquer you and capture you, you become a race of people. Your mind has got to understand that and realize that these are words that hoodwink and cable tell you in exoteric knowledge, and you get to thinking that you come from a race of people. This is why you, above all people, only peculiar people, your mind has got to realize what I'm telling you, saying that you come up from a civilization and that you was a goddamn individual, a GDI person. Ain't nobody like you in a civilization. Ain't nobody got your eye print, your toe print, your fingerprint, your toe print. You an individual put down here. You came here by yourself, you leave by yourself. That's because you come from a civilization of people. A nation of people has a God that you go back to help you. We're here that didn't know anything from where they come from. These are the people that got to realize what I'm telling you right now, that you came from a civilization and that you are a goddamn individual, and all these other nations of people and races of people came from a God, but you didn't come from this God that they came from. You got to live with them, but you got to separate from them. And like I tell anybody, the emancipated slave, that's us. The agreement that they had with the emancipated slave, when they made us emancipated slaves, that with the proclamation, that they made on us, that we were free, and the way that this freedom that we were going to have would be that we were separated from the slave master, and with equal right, the same rights that the federal. Now, that's what the federal says, but each state has their own constitution. That ain't what their constitution says for those states, the southern states. It took 100 years for the federal to enforce its laws that was supposed to have been enforced in 1863. 1970 is when they totally integrated. And it took really longer than that in some places. We have the history on that. So if we were supposed to be separated and equal, that means that we were supposed to have your own state. So what Marcus Garvey and Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X and all these people were saying, they weren't lying about what they were talking about. This is the way the federal constitution reads. Separated, meaning that we weren't supposed to be looking at little black girls and white girls and children holding hands. That's some bullshit that we fell for with Martin Luther King. And we should have known by his name when he changed his name to Martin Luther that something was wrong. But we don't know. We didn't know that until now. But there's a reason for every season, a season for every reason, and what had to come to pass, if it had come to pass, we just had to understand that everything, it was so designed that it is going to come to pass, and it ain't going to not come to pass, but your mind had got to realize that after so many times of it coming to pass, you had to realize that you had to come out of some systems that you locked down into as we speak. Because, see, the mind, when you dealing with mind, you have to ask yourself, what in the mind, what kind of knowledge is being used on us as we speak right now? Well, right now, psychological warfare. That's one of the worst things a mind through. And see, warfare, see, that word right there ain't only fighting a battle, but warfare comes with business, especially in business. You have warfare in business. That's all business is warfare. Politician, that's warfare. News media, that's warfare. And psychological warfare will run your ass stone crazy. And when psychological warfare is being used on you and you don't understand how it works, see, on us, it starts at 6 years old. See, we get inducted into a school system. You stay in that school system, they say, for 12 years. And they say that give you a diploma that they done taught you the three R's based upon the three R's system, which is the ancient Sophite system of the Sophites. That's what we educated upon them. They say after 12 years, which is number 12, is complete, you are complete with being an apprentice, which is a first degree Mason. You ain't the second degree, you ain't the third degree. And they say that when you get this diploma, if you want to become a second degree Mason, you go to school. You go to a higher form of school, which is called a college. And you will receive a BA and a BS. And when you receive a BA and a BS, you will become apprentice. You was first an apprentice when you was in school, elementary school and high school. Got your diploma. Now you're an apprentice. An old master's school of thoughts, meaning that you believe in his God. You believe in his political system. You believe in his way of life. You believe in his government. You believe in his politics. That's what that means. That when you get this BA and BS, then you turn around and say, if you want to be a third degree Mason, which is a master Mason, then you go get your master's degree, which makes you a third degree Mason, which makes you a master of the diploma, the BA, and the BS. It makes you a master of those sciences. Now, for you to be able to teach this and be recognized in the black community as an important person, you would have to be go get your doctor's degree in what we have taught you in our system, that you first got a diploma, then you was a black ass that got some bullshit and you mastered it from what old master had taught you, and now you become a black doctor that's notarized through in the black community, and you can be the senior advisor for the teaching of old master. Your mind has got to realize this. This is what your mind, what I just told you, it ain't nothing but the goddamn truth. But your mind has got to comprehend this, meaning your mind has got to comprehend it. Your mind goes through where different states. After you develop a will, you develop your will through perception. How good can you perceive something? And you can only perceive something through reasoning. That's common sense. Nobody have to teach you that if it's $1 million over in a shoebox and the person say, well, you can have that $1 million, all you got to do is reach in there and get it, and there are three spitting king cobra snakes, you know there's $1 million in there, you ain't going to reach in there. Common sense tell you that. Well, that's the same way common sense should tell you that what you've been educated under, the system that you've been educated in 2017, you should have sense enough to understand in 2017 of everything that you've been taught to you is not yours. It don't belong to you. It ain't M-I-N-E. Your mind belonged to a slave master. We ain't mad at him, nothing like that, but you have to understand that we have to come out of his system, God worshiping and eating the foods of the gods. See, you eat the foods of the gods and you worship the gods. And the gods didn't come into existence on earth until 4000 BC. One thing about it, the history is out there, is have you read it? Because it's out there. So when you get into a level that you understand the mind that we're talking about, then hell, you don't read the history of what the fuck is out there. And whatever is out there, I done read the history of it, and I can recite it as I speak in 2017. And 2 and 1 is 10. In 2017, when you add the numbers, yeah, you're on the number 10. That's Amin Yah's number. That's my mama's number. And I'm Zakaya. My statement to My mama is Zakaya. I didn't forget mama and mama's teaching. When I was standing up there as a perpendicular line, and she was disciples. And when she put her head on my perpendicular line, she put it to the left and told me that when I would be born, I would be born up under the number 6 because she had to flip me over to burn me, to send me through the black hole. But when I got here, it was going to be some fucked up shit down here, and I would be backwards when I lifted up. But it would come a time that she would raise me from a living perpendicular and raise me from a dead to a living perpendicular line. And that's what you're dealing with right now. I just talk some Scottish right stuff because I got the lion's paw on you. My name is David in this language. The Waya in the ancient language means the beloved of Yah. Zakaya means that's my statement. And the slave name of mine is David Wyatt. And Wyatt is French. And so you that's my slave name. And you can go in your book and see what David was. And the Arabic is Daoud. In Yiddish is David. So go read by Daoud, David in your religious books, and you'll know who the fuck I am. I come from the Fagawi Indians. Them two brothers that Grandpa used to tell me, had I ever heard of the Fagawi Indians that got their name, Nacogdoches and Nacogdoches. And those two towns is in down there now in East Texas. And Grandpa say a tribe of Fagawi was in there. And when they got it, they came up on this big mountain down there. And these two brothers, Natchez and Nacogdoches, looked at each other and say, Fagawi, Fagawi, Fagawi. Meaning that they were lost, but they were saying, where the fuck are we? And they became the Fagawi Indians. Now, that's an old joke that Grandpa taught me. Now, I don't know if that was true or not, but he would laugh like all outdoors when he would tell me that. I didn't understand that what he was talking about at that time. But now, at my age now, I understand a lot of things that he was telling me about. But I hope that you understand how your mind works, and that only you can get your mind back to becoming civilized and belonging to a civilization, is that you had to understand that this word nation and race. So we got some words that's in this language that doesn't even exist, but you've been trained that they did exist. You've been taught, and you believe. You believe in God. You believe there's a nation of people. You believe there's a race of people. You believe that people's got rights. You believe this. Them words are ideals. And your mind had to have sense enough to know that them words that I just called off in 2017, those words is an idea. They don't exist. A God don't exist. A nation of people don't exist. A race or people don't exist. People's freedom don't exist. People's right don't exist. Those are words that we know for a fact. These words don't exist.
not in 2017, if they exist. Tell me what nation of people do it exist in? And as we speak, we on earth, there's a God on earth, there's a nation on earth, there's a race of people on earth, and they promote, they say that the people have freedom and the people have rights. That's in every goddamn nation up under a word called government. What I'm telling you, your mind has got to realize this. You have to be able to see this. See, a civilization is an individual. One individual, that's you, the greatest individual that ever been born on the face of the earth. Do anything that you want to do because you're mine. But you had to know how mind works. Once you understand how mind works, then you can come out of the old mind that you have and have a renewal of the body, which they call a spiritual awakening. It's got many names, spiritual awakening. And see, where you go back to where you become a being. See, you only become a being when you start breathing, breath, oxygen, makes you a living being. Once you start doing that, you have to understand these mistranslations that got you spooked out and looking for some shit that's already here. Because, see, when we go back to translation, breath, which is ruach, oxygen, which is breath, which is ruach, is nothing but a spirit. That's a soul. And here you got people looking for the Holy Spirit to come to you, and the Holy Spirit got to get in you. Hell, if your ass is breathing, you got the Holy Spirit. But Christianity teaches you got to have wait for the Holy Spirit to come to you. So if you got that school of thoughts, and don't even, that means that you don't even know how you came into existence, because when you go back and check how you came into existence, you find out that that's a lie church is teaching. We go back into church history. Who was the enemy of the church? Science. Science was the enemy of the church. What is science? Science is a knowledge. Of a school of thoughts. Scientific deal with the 12 laws of nature. The church was against the 12 laws of nature. They taught against that. That's the reason everything ain't scientifically as it is. And you still believe in the story of the creation story of Adam and Eve, that life started at 4004 BTC, October the 23rd, at 9 o'clock in the morning. You say this is when people came to earth. The first one was Adam and Eve, and that's a lie. Because if that's the case, how did things get here? How did the Twa people get here? How did the Zulu get here? How did the Watusi get here? How did the Aztec get here? How did the Creek Nation get here? How did the Mayas get here? How did, where these people come from? Because they are older than the Adam and Eve story. But you as a Christian, you believe that lie. That's why all of you black people, African American, Negro, colored people born in America that's Christian, you the biggest zip goddamn fool that ever walked the face of the earth in 2017. Your mind should realize that. Your mind should realize that you ain't the chosen people of Jesus Christ. That Anglo-Saxon is of Jesus Christ.
which is a Christian. The first Christian was Jesus Christian. That's the Roman Catholic Church. Then they had a breakaway in the 12th century, and he became Jesus Krishna. This is the Christianity in a chronological mark of the changing of the name of the original name of the Christian God. And the Spaniards said that his name was Jesus Krishna. And the Roman Catholic Church said that they the Antichrist. Then here come the Englishman. He said it was I-E-S-U-S, Jesus Krishna. Church said he was the Antichrist. Then here come the Anglo-Saxons and say his name was Jesus Christ. Church said he was Antichrist. Because the Christianity started here with Jesus Krishna, and the Christian Bible is called the Vulgate, not the King James, and not all the others that came as the breakaway came in a chronological order when the first Christian Bible, the Coverdale Bible, was printed. So we can go chase the history of each Bible when each one of them was printed, all the way up into the shit that you got. Got a history. Church got a history. And the breakaways from the church. In the 5th century, the Coptic church and the Jacobite church broke away. The Coptic church is Church of Ethiopia. The Jacobites is King James. All the descendants of King James believed in the Jacobites. So what religion did the Jacobites believe in? Because they weren't Christians. But you believe in a Jacobite Bible, King James. He's a Jacobite. You say King James Bible is the word of God, wrote by William Shakespeare Tenton. So you telling me that William Shakespeare Tenton, who wrote the King James Bible, is the word of God. You're a fool. In 2017. Because what I just told you is facts. You didn't know this. It wasn't out here like it's out here now. 30 and 40 years ago, it was out here. It's been out here. This shit been out here. Rem Henslow wrote about it. A black Pope wrote about it. And they kicked him out of the Vatican. He wrote about it. He got a book out, and you can go read Two Babylons. He'll tell you about that. When he was a Pope, what he walked upon. Your enemy is a person who is opposed or hostile to someone and something. So you ought to realize who your enemy is. And you claim other people gods. And you ain't the chosen people that God. You the adjective of that people. And you, as most of the people that are listening to me, their mind has came out of that. But I'm just letting you know, you got people out there you're going to come on everyday contact with. You have to know what they're suffering from. And they're suffering from being genocide in a school of thought that these gods are going to save them and these gods are going to come back. Common sense tells us that it is written in their books that the year 2000, Jesus was supposed to come back. He didn't show up. The Jews was looking for Elijah. They got a plate set at his table right now. Every Jew is home, practice Judaism. Then had a plate set with Elijah for 2,000 years. He supposed to came back. Elijah ain't came. The Muslims said they were looking for the last man beat. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Muslims, not all the Muslims, but the Muslims, said that Farrakhan was the last man being up under the teaching of Elijah Muhammad. They did give him that honor. And all of them damn Russian Jews is up under, I tell you, that's really ain't nobody never mess with Farrakhan over here. And them Russian Jews, all of them, and 95% of the Caucasus Mountains is Muslims. And they accept Farrakhan as the last man being. Better not touch a hair on his damn head. Because 95% of the Russian military is Muslim. that's just a little note. But Jesus ain't come back, and Elijah ain't been here. Now, the white man, some of the white groups, they don't accept the nation of Islam, because the nation of Islam ain't up on the Islamic teaching. The nation of Islam is what a Christian is supposed to live on, an old primitive Christian teaching, or what primitive Christianity was, which was hardcore teaching of Yahwehism. That's what the nation of Islam is up under. They ain't up under, they don't go by the, you know, they just using that name. And why? I don't even know why they using that name, because they are not Muslims. They are not up under the doctrine of no Muslims, Shiite, Sunni, Baha'i, Sufi, the Sikh. Those are the sectors of Islamic. They teaching out against Elijah Muhammad. Complete different teaching. But the teaching is old primitive Christianity. Even the way that he make you dress. The females dress with the long garments and the head covered. That's old primitive Christianity. So your mind, man, and realize what I just told you. Once your mind gets that, then you move to another level. And it's all about a GDI. You're a goddamn individual. And with that, I say, Yah Shalom. Kamaida Yah, Shabbat Shalom.